Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. Yeah, okay, got a little bit of apologizing to do. Sorry we didn't have a show Thursday or Friday. Thursday's my fault. Friday, I don't know what the hell happened. Couldn't get the thing uploaded. Anyways, as you can hear, today's episode did get uploaded, so we're going to try and get Friday's up to you as well. Although it's old news, so I'm sure you won't care. Anyways, it's good to be back. It is the 8th of June, 2015. All the best technology news from over the weekend in around 5 minutes. So, as we know, the WWDC Apple keynote is going to be starting here pretty soon, and there's going to be a lot of things unveiled, we're hearing. And one thing we can now confirm, thanks to Sony CEO, Apple Music is going to be a go. That's right, Sony Music CEO at the Midroom Music Industry Festival in Cannes announced that, yes indeed, Apple Music, well, that's what he's calling it anyways, will be unveiled at the Worldwide Developers Conference keynote tomorrow. Or shall I say today, since this was said yesterday. Doug Morris, yeah, that's Sony CEO, he didn't reveal any other details about Apple Music, so we don't really know the price or anything of that yet, or what the content's going to be, and so on and so on. We're guessing it's probably going to be around that $10 a month mark. But we are hearing that they're going to be launching it with a 3-month trial, so that's pretty good. And if that source is not good enough for you, yeah, we've got another one. Yeah, the chief of French content for Apple TV. Oui, oui. He shared a photo on Instagram, apparently showing that he's added Apple Music to his responsibilities for the WWDC keynote. All in all, it should be a good old-fashioned keynote, and you can catch it here with Ewan and a whole bunch of other people. We don't know if Ewan's going to show up yet or not, but you can catch it here live on BTN later today. Staying with a bit of Apple news, indeed, another thing is going to be announced is the future rollout of Apple Pay for other countries, including the UK. According to The Telegraph, Apple indeed will be unveiling Apple Pay for the UK. However, though, don't expect it to be rolling out as in today, unfortunately. It's going to take about 2 more months before that service is up and running. It's also not exactly clear which companies have signed up yet for Apple Pay in the UK. But according to 9to5Mac, they're claiming that the Lloyds Bank is on the launch partner form. And MasterCard says that they are absolutely ready, man, for Apple Pay debut in Great Britain. Funny enough, they're actually saying that Apple Pay is going to launch this summer in the UK. It's already summer in the UK. A little late, guys. All right, we'll kill the Apple news for a little while. I know we're going to have so much coming at you tomorrow, your head's going to explode, so we'll stop for today. Let's move on to Amazon, shall we? Well, Amazon, as we know, has gotten, you know, pretty much into everything now. They sell us crap, though we've got storage with them, they're making movies and TV. What's the next leap? PC games. Oh, yeah. Apparently, the folks over at Amazon have hired a dream team of video game developers and are working on what they're quoting as an ambitious new PC game project using the latest technology. Yes, Amazon has confirmed they've basically stolen people that have worked on games such as World of Warcraft, BioShock, Half-Life 2, Halo, among many others. These sort of people are going to be building games that will use Amazon's cloud. And as they're saying, by using Twitch, you know, that broadcast gameplay, you know, Amazon bought that back in 2014 for $940 million, remember that? They're hoping to radically evolve gameplay. So yes, indeed, it sounds like a video game streaming service. Sounds pretty cool. Just hope you got the bandwidth for it, because you're going to need it. Staying in the subject of streaming, Netflix, yes, set out for world domination. Yes, its conquest of Europe will continue later this year, coming to Spain, Italy, and Portugal. Netflix said, though, additional details on pricing, programming, and which devices it will be supported on will come later this year. They're going to let us know then. They're just letting us know it's coming. Although Netflix chief executive Reed Hastings said he expected the price to be in line with the $8.88 Netflix charges in most European countries. So, I know, it sucks, yeah, and 3G, yeah, it's okay. But when you got 4G, it's like, whoo, this feels pretty good. Well, how about 5G? All right. Well, apparently 5G is on the way, but it's coming slowly. That's probably because Ericsson and Nokia are the ones leading behind the 5G evolution. The folks over at Ericsson and Nokia say that 5G networks across the U.S. are widely expected to start rolling out by 2020. Yeah, looking at the date, we got about 5 years still, don't we? 5G, 5 years. Makes sense. Although expect to see a few early debuts, such as the global events at the Winter Olympics in South Korea in 2018. Yeah, that's 3 years away. And they're also saying maybe a few other trial spots around the world. Locations yet to be identified. And finally, this one goes out to our fellow bird watchers out there. come on, secretly inside, you like to watch birds and relax, don't you? Well, if you're one of the casual ones, you may want to bookmark this website, the Merlin Bird Photo ID. It was actually created by Cornell University and the Visipedia Research Project. The cool thing about this website, it can actually identify birds in photos you upload. That is, as long as there are a species found in the U.S. and Canada, well, of course. What you gotta do is draw a box around that bird. You gotta click on the beak then, click on its eyes, and the tail, and then you also gotta identify where you took that picture. After you torture the bird's photo, which is kind of what it sounds like, the website will do the rest for you. It will then sift through numerous images taken by other bird watchers, including 70 million images in the eBird.org database. There's an eBird.org database, really? Anyways, it'll find the ones that match your image. Best of all, the website is completely open and free to everyone. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to the website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Get your bash tickets, people. It starts July 3rd for the Curry, July 4th for the bash. Today is June 8th. You're running out of time. BritishTechNetwork.com. Click the menu thingy over there. Actually, you can actually just see. Order your tickets. More info about the bash. Click on that. Get yourself set for one heck of a fun party to be had. You can also follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, if you're really freaking bored and don't know what to do, at Kyle Swagger. Swagger, of course, which is 1G. Don't forget. Okay, thank you. Yes, as you know, the WWDC Apple keynote is coming up later today. We're going to have it for you live, right as it happens right here on British Tech Network. Pretty simple to do, BritishTechNetwork.com. Go over to the live area and you can catch all the fun unraveling as it happens. Gosh only knows what Tim Cook is going to do today. Maybe he'll show up in his underwear or something. Who knows? As for the BTN News Show, that wraps up your Monday edition. I know it's Monday. I hope I made it a little bit better for you, though. We'll be back tomorrow and get you caught up on all what's going to happen in Apple News, because that's pretty much what it's going to be. But until then, do your best to have a good, funky Monday. And thank you so much for listening.